Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Israel Shomrei Emunah in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for the 11th installment of Thoughts on Hanukkah. There's a very interesting aspect of the halachos of the menorah, which is at its core, at its base obligation, the mitzvah of Neros Hanukkah is Ner Ish Veso, that a person lights one candle for himself and his entire household. Technically speaking, one can fulfill the obligation by lighting even just one candle, but even how we do with the menorah, at least according to Ashkenazim, one can light the menorah for the entire household. There's a difference between Ashkenazim and Sephardim, but what the ideal way to do it is, we'll have that discussion another time, God willing. And the other way is that in order for me to fulfill my mitzvah of menorah, I have to light it in a place that's defined as my home. So if I'm coming to your house for dinner and it's time for Hanukkah lighting, I really shouldn't be lighting at your home. I should be lighting at my home. Now, there's a whole question. If I'm out of town, where am I supposed to light? So then the question really is, what becomes defined as my temporary home? Is it the place that I'm sleeping that night? Is it the place that I'm eating dinner? That's a conversation. But the bottom line is, the mitzvah of Hanukkah is for me to light in my home, and all the members of my household are included in that mitzvah. And it's a fascinating thing to think about. This is a pretty rare mitzvah. Many times there are comparisons between the mitzvahs of between the holidays of Hanukkah and Purim. We certainly don't say I have to read Megillah in my house. We certainly don't say anything like that. It's actually ironic because part of the nature of the mitzvah of Hanukkah is Pirsumei Nisa, is publicizing of the miracle. And there's a whole question if a person lights in a very public place, if a person can even make a bracha on lighting the menorah, because that's not the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to light in one's home. So it's an interesting question. Why should it be that there be such an emphasis on lighting in one's home? And what it brings to mind is a very beautiful thought from Rav Shamshon Raphael Hirsch in the context of the mitzvah of Korban Pesach, the mitzvah of the Pesach offering that the Jewish people brought that was a merit for leaving Egypt. And of course, the blood from that offering was on the doorposts when the plague of the firstborn came. And his basic concept is that the Jewish people came down to Mitzrayim as a family. And the only way that they could really find redemption, the only way they could rebuild their national identity, not as a slave nation, but as the Am HaNivchar, as God's chosen people, is through family. And it's very powerful to think of. So many of the ideas we've shared about Hanukkah and the menorah, about dedicating ourselves to the service of God, about trying the impossible, it all runs back to how I can rejuvenate and re-energize, light my own flame, so to say, within the mitzvah, within the service of God. And it's a fascinating thing to think about that we relate that to doing it as a household. That for many of us, is how we grow. It's how we need to grow. And to look at it differently, when we grow, whether or not we need the household to grow, when we grow, that growth should come as a family experience when at all possible. You have to be careful how to do that. Sometimes people push too hard on their children and things of that sort, and that's always a concern. But the basic concept is a fascinating thing to think about, and it really seems to be at the core of the mitzvah of Hanukkah. So that if a person reflects about the mitzvah of Hanukkah, about the mitzvah of the candles, and thinks about their own internal flame and their own spirituality and how can they come closer to God, part of that thought process needs to be, how can I elevate my home? Sometimes we elevate ourselves and we leave our homes behind. And again, just to say it in a different way, sometimes the greatest way to elevate ourselves is to become better people of the home. There's a pitfall sometimes. It's a very spiritual pitfall. But sometimes we focus so much on our own spiritual development that we no longer become the spouses or parents or children that we need to be. And to think about it as all one big message, and the home is really the base for it, I think is a very powerful, very important thing to think about. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a wonderful day.